Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stack Silver. Get Gold by Hunter Riley III is a consumer-focused guide for anyone who wants to buy physical precious metals with confidence. Rather than treating gold and silver as mysterious or only for experts, the book frames bullion buying as a practical skill. Learn the vocabulary, recognize the products, compare prices correctly, and avoid common traps that cost new buyers real money. It emphasizes how small misunderstandings about premiums, shipping, authenticity, and dealer practices can turn a simple purchase into an expensive lesson. The theme suggested by the title is an approachable strategy. Start with silver stacking to build familiarity and discipline, then move into gold as your knowledge and budget grow. Along the way, the book highlights how market pricing works, what influences the final cost per ounce, and how to evaluate coins, rounds, and bars. The end result is a roadmap for building a personal bullion buying process that is deliberate, repeatable, and resistant to hype. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding spot price, premiums, and the true cost per ounce. A central skill in bullion buying is separating the metal value from the all-in purchase price. The book focuses on the idea that spot price is only the starting point, while premiums and fees determine what you actually pay and what you might recover when selling. New buyers often compare listings by the headline price without accounting for unit size, dealer markup, shipping, insurance, taxes, and payment method surcharges. A disciplined approach is to compute an effective cost per ounce for every option and compare like with like. This topic also clarifies why premiums differ across products. Government-minted coins often carry higher premiums due to recognizability and liquidity, while generic rounds and larger bars may offer lower premiums but different resale dynamics. Market conditions matter as well. During high demand or supply shortages, premiums can rise even if spot falls. By learning to evaluate the spread between buy and sell prices and understanding how dealers stay profitable, readers are better prepared to time purchases, select product types that match their goals, and avoid overpaying for hype or unnecessary extras. The outcome is a practical pricing framework that reduces confusion and makes purchases more intentional. Secondly, choosing the right bullion products for your goals. Buying gold and silver is not a single decision, but a set of choices about form factor, brand, and intended use. The book highlights how coins, rounds, and bars each serve different purposes, and why a buyer should align the product with liquidity needs, storage preferences, and budget. Smaller denominations can be easier to sell in pieces and may suit gradual accumulation, while larger bars may reduce premiums but concentrate value into fewer items. Recognizable government coins can be easier for beginners because they are widely accepted and straightforward to authenticate, yet they can cost more per ounce. Generic bullion may be cost-effective for stacking, but it places more weight on careful sourcing and verification. The title suggests a pathway where silver stacking builds comfort with regular buying, product evaluation, and premium awareness, while gold becomes a later step for compact value storage and long-term wealth protection. The book also nudges readers to think about practicality, how easy an item is to handle, store, insure, and sell. By mapping products to personal goals, readers can build a coherent stack rather than a random collection of items with mismatched resale and cost characteristics. Thirdly, finding trustworthy dealers and avoiding ripoffs. A major risk in bullion buying is not price movement, but poor counterparties. The book centers on the buyer decision of where to purchase and how to reduce the chance of overpaying, receiving the wrong item, or dealing with questionable practices. It encourages readers to evaluate dealers using practical signals such as clear pricing, transparent buyback policies, consistent reputation, and straightforward product descriptions. Comparing multiple sources is framed as a core habit, since a single listing can disguise an inflated premium or hidden fees. Buyers are also urged to watch for high-pressure sales tactics, fear-based marketing, and products pitched as rare or collectible when the buyer actually wants bullion value. Another common issue is confusion between numismatic items and bullion. The book pushes readers to understand what they are paying for and why. Transaction details matter, payment method, delivery terms, and return policies can change the real cost and the risk profile. By treating dealer selection as part of the investment process rather than an afterthought, readers can create a repeatable checklist that keeps emotions out of purchases and reduces the chances of being exploited by misinformation or urgency. Fourthly, authenticity, counterfeits, and basic verification practices. Physical metals come with a responsibility that paper assets do not. You must be confident that what you hold is real. The book addresses this by emphasizing simple, accessible verification habits that help buyers avoid counterfeit or altered items. Even without specialized equipment, buyers can build a routine around reputable sourcing, inspecting packaging and markings, and learning normal dimensions and weights for common products. When purchasing from less controlled environments, the need for additional checks becomes more important. The broader lesson is that verification starts before the item arrives, with vendor choice and product selection. Well-known mints and widely recognized formats can reduce uncertainty, which is another reason beginners often start with popular bullion coins. The book's theme of not getting ripped off includes recognizing that counterfeit risks and misrepresented products can appear at any price point, especially when a deal looks too good. Readers are encouraged to balance cost savings against confidence and resale ease. By adopting a mindset of trust but verify, buyers protect themselves at purchase time and also make future selling easier, since verified, recognizable items tend to move faster and with less discount in secondary markets. Lastly, building a buying plan, managing risk, and knowing how to sell, beyond making a first purchase, the book points toward a system for accumulating metals that matches real-life constraints and long-term goals. This includes deciding how much to allocate, how often to buy, and how to avoid emotional decisions driven by headlines or short-term price swings. A consistent plan can resemble dollar-cost averaging, where purchases are spaced over time to reduce timing risk and encourage discipline. The stack itself should be constructed with resale in mind, variety in sizes, a preference for liquid items, and documentation of purchases can all help later. Storage and security are part of the plan too, because physical ownership introduces practical issues such as safe storage, privacy, insurance considerations, and the trade-off between accessibility and protection. Finally, a complete strategy includes exit options. Understanding how dealers buy back, what discounts might apply, and how spreads affect realized value turns stacking into a full cycle rather than a one-way purchase. By integrating buying, holding, and selling considerations, readers can treat bullion as a tool for resilience and diversification instead of a gamble based on price predictions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new and intermediate buyers who want to own physical gold and silver but feel uncertain about pricing, product choices, and dealer trust. It also fits experienced stackers who want a cleaner process for comparing premiums, evaluating offers, and reducing avoidable mistakes. The practical benefit is confidence. Readers learn how to think in terms of true cost per ounce, how to match coins, rounds, or bars to personal goals, and how to reduce risks tied to hidden fees, hype-driven upsells, and questionable sellers. Those habits can improve a reader's financial life by making purchases more deliberate and by helping precious metals serve their intended role as diversification and tangible savings rather than a source of anxiety. Compared with broader investing books that discuss gold and silver in theory, this guide is positioned as a buyer-oriented playbook focused on execution details that directly affect outcomes. If you want step-by-step decision-making, common-sense checklists, and a mindset aimed at not overpaying, it offers a focused value proposition. The result is a more efficient stack built with fewer regrets and better resale flexibility. If you would like to support Hunter Riley III, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.